Nuts Flakes present Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airwaves.
CX-4 calling control tower. CX-4 calling control tower. Standing by.
Control tower back to CX-4. Wind southeast. Sailing 1200. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan coming in.
Yes, and this is Glenn Riggs coming in for Grape Nuts Flakes, the happy breakfast cereal. Beside me, gang, is someone who is sad as a little mountain echo. Cheer up, Nosedive. Ella Fifanella will be back.
She was my pal.
Oh, gosh, you sound as sad as a fellow who's run out of Grape Nuts Flakes. Here's another box. I mean, Ella Fifanella will be back before you know it.
At night, we used to take walks on Gremlin Avenue. We'd stop, and I'd show Ella how strong I was.
You did? How?
Oh, I'd pick up a pebble. Those days are gone forever.
Oh, cheer up, Nosedive. Just think of all the good Ella's going to do. Getting that paper confetti to stuff your Santa Claus suit. That was a swell paper-saving idea, too. That should cheer you up.
I guess I'm in it. Doldrums.
It's doldrums, Nosedive. That's when you feel way down.
Oh.
And one way you can snap out of them is to treat yourself to some delicious Grape Nuts Flakes. And gang, whenever you're in the doldrums, cheer yourself up with Grape Nuts Flakes, because they're a whole grain cereal with lots of strength-giving nourishment that helps to keep you full of zip and punch. So you ask Mom to get Grape Nuts Flakes, the breakfast treat that's got what it takes. And now to our story. Wearing the uniforms of a Luftwaffe Oberleutnant and a Gestapo captain, Hop and Tank drove to the secret airfield of the infamous Nazi Death's Head Squadron in a daring attempt to steal an enemy plane in which to fly to Zaltzmar, where they hoped to find Major McCall. Acting boldly and arrogantly, Hop ordered an ME-210 warmed up and prepared for flight. The bluff worked, and a few minutes later, seated in the narrow cockpit, the boys were in the air. Circling the field, Hop set a course southeast by east for Zaltzmar. He and Tank were relaxing in their bucket seats when suddenly Tank's sharp ears picked up the sound of planes over their own motors.
Hop, they sound like Spitfires.
Can you see them?
No, not yet. No, I do. They're at 5 o'clock, about 3,000 feet up. You can see the moonlight shining on their wings.
We better get out of here, but fast.
It's too late. They've spotted us. They're peeling off, diving right down on us.
Good Lord.
Holy cow, do something, Hop! Do something! I'll
loop out.
Wow! He almost chewed off our elevator.
Watch it now. The others are coming down.
Yeah, they're fanning out, trying to bracket us.
Brace yourself, Tank. We can't shoot back. We're going to do some plain and fancy flying.
We'd better, or we'll be scattered all over Germany. Those RAF boys mean business, and no kidding.
Are they on our tail yet?
Just coming down now and plenty fast.
All right, then we'll work it this way. Pull flaps and open up with our wing guns.
Guns? I thought you
said... We're not going to fire at them. Just dead ahead into the air.
Oh, brother, they didn't have a chance. You slowed down so quick, they went by without pulling a trigger.
Firing our guns did the trick. Acted like airbrake.
Yeah, but they're curling around again. They're separating. Coming at us from all angles.
Hey, this is getting rugged.
Heads up, they're starting to blast.
Only one thing I can do now. Stick forward, throttle all the way out. Hoping the other messy won't fold their wings.
You ducked the ones coming at us from the sides, but there's two more glued to our tail.
He's down behind the armored shield tank.
Don't worry, I am. You shake them, Hop?
This crate is diving as fast as she'll ever dive.
Well, it ain't fast enough. Hop, they're making a sieve out of us.
Hold on. Gonna pull out.
Well, Hop, the wings stay on.
Here it goes.
Ooh. Oh, feels like I was kicked in the stomach.
Well, that shook those two.
But now the other guys are on us again.
I can't do anything now. We're at stalling speed. Motors won't pick up fast enough.
Doc, here they come. Hop. Hop, you okay?
Yeah, but our port motor shot to ribbons.
Jumping jetties, it's burning. Hey, quick, switch on the fire extinguisher. Put the motor.
I'm trying to. Turn the switch, but nothing happens. Pump lines must have been shot away.
That's all we need.
Buckle on your shoe tank. We'll have to bail out.
My shoe? What shoe? The rain gun.
What? Oh, good heavens. All right, then. Sit tight. There's only one other way we can get out of this.
What are you going to do?
Yank the ship out of the spin and dive. Dive as fast as we can. Here goes.
The flames are starting to chew up the wing, Hop. Maybe she won't take a dive.
The only thing I can do to get the fire out. Hope the wind pressure will smother the flames.
What's our altitude?
4,400. Dropping fast. Where are the Spitfires?
Circling around. About 7,000. Guess they figure we're goners.
They're not too far wrong. 3,500 now.
Fire's still going strong.
3,000.
How's the ship handling?
Stiff and heavy. 2,500.
Hey, the fire's dying down a little. The wind's starting to smother.
Well, I'd better hurry. 2,000.
Can hardly see the flames now. Just a lot of smoke.
1,500. I'll have to start easing her off soon. That short wing won't stand a sharp pull-up.
Go ahead.
Hang on.
Smoke's blown away now, Hop. The fire's out. You did it.
Yeah, but I don't know if the starboard motor can pull us out alone. 1,000 feet now.
Ain't she answering the controls?
Hey, slowly. Having a tough job getting the nose up.
Come on, baby, come on.
750 now.
You better jerk her up, Hop, or we'll plow a hole in the ground.
Okay, start looking for a place to sit down. If she comes out, she won't stay up for long.
Check.
Here goes now. Stick all the way back.
Hop, we're level. And the wing held.
Yeah, the starboard motor's going to stall on me any second.
Hey, there's an open field about a mile ahead of us.
I hope we make it.
I don't know what kind of condition it's in. Too dark to see if there's ditches or anything.
No, we can't very well be choosy.
Uh-oh, she's starting to go.
Nothing I can do about it now.
Field is still a good half mile. Can you hold her up?
Doing my best. We're 250, dropping fast.
She's cut out now for good.
I'm stretching my glide as far as she'll go. Take your Z-straps. Tighten them up. We'll hit hard.
Hey, look. The field's plowed up. And there's haystacks all over the place.
Yeah, I see them. Down to 100 feet. I think we'll make it.
But what about the wheels? Ain't you going to lower them?
No, we're going in on our belly.
Right.
50 feet. 25. Get set now. We're going to hit.
Let her rip.
This is it. Hang on tight. We're going to ride her out.
We're headed straight for a haystack.
At least it'll be soft. Here we go. Tank. Tank, you all right?
Yeah, I think so. I'm all here. How about you?
I barked my shins against the control panel. Side of that, no damage. Glenn, we got to get out of this mess.
Check.
Yeah, I'll slide the canopy back.
Phew. We sure dug ourselves into this haystack. Think we'll be able to get out?
Of course. Come on. File out and edge along the fuselage. And wait a minute. Take that map with you.
Right. I got it. Here goes my hay fever.
Now hold your breath as long as you can. Squint your eyes. It's the dust.
Okay, go ahead now. Let's get out of here.
Follow right behind me.
Wouldn't it be funny if we found a needle now? You know, needle in a haystack.
Yeah, I know. I think we're coming to the edge of the stack. He's looser around here.
Good.
Now we are getting out. Keep coming, Tank.
I'm right behind you.
Ah, the air is clearer. One plunge and we're through. Hit it, Tank.
Gangway. Phew. Fresh air at last.
Now, hold up for a second. Let's see where we are.
Hey, what happened to the moon?
It's pitch dark.
Well, I don't think we better hang around here long. Someone may have seen us crack up.
Suits me. Let's go.
Wait now. We got to do something about that plane.
What do you mean, do something?
Well, it's found. They'll look for the survivors. Get any matches?
I think so.
Well, what do you want matches for?
I'm going to start a little bonfire.
Huh? Are you crazy? You want every hiney within 10 miles down on our necks?
Come on. Cut the chatter. Let's have the matches.
Here.
Okay. Now let's get to this. Hay's pretty dry. Ought to go up fast.
But, Hop, what's the big idea? As soon as the heinies living around here see the fire, they'll come piling over.
That's all right. We'll still have a chance to get away. And later, after the fire dies down, they'll figure the occupants of the plane were burned up.
So?
So they won't be looking for us right away.
course, it won't last long. As soon as regular army men examine the wreck, they'll realize we escaped. But we'll still have a few hours head start on them.
Oh, now I get it.
Yeah, it's about time. Come on, grab a handful of hay. Twist it into a torch.
Okay. How's this?
Fine. Hold still now.
She caught hold.
Throw that on top of the stack.
Check.
Ah, we'll light the edges.
And what do we do after we finish here? Run like crazy?
No, I don't think we'll have to. We'll duck into one of the stacks on the edge of the field. Hold up for a while.
She's going pretty good now.
All right, that's enough. She'll burn right through to the plane. The gas tank will take care of the rest. Come on, let's make tracks.
Lead the way. Boy, it's really blazing now. Some whiny farmer's gonna be awful mad.
He'll blame it on the Luftwaffe.
It's okay by me.
Step it up. Fire's throwing plenty of light. We mustn't be seen or we're in trouble.
Which stack you want to duck into?
Yeah, that one over there, near the edge of the woods.
Right. Hey, look. Ah, back on the other side of the field. Lights.
Yeah, right. Flashlights. Local farmers must have seen the blaze. Keep running.
I am.
Okay, now, here we are. Dig into the stack, fast.
Oh, gosh, this ain't gonna do my schnozzle any good. I'll start sneezing again.
Oh, we won't go too far in.
It's enough now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, pull some of the hay down in front, like this. That covers a hole we made. Now, we're all tight and shipshape.
Yeah, you are. What about me?
Oh, you keep a handkerchief over your nose. We're not moving until daylight. We'll rest and catch up on our sleep. Then hit the road for Zaltzmar. With any kind of luck, we should be there tomorrow night.
Yeah, then the tough part begins. Getting Major McCall out of that concentration camp. That's gonna be some sweet job.
We'll worry about it tomorrow. Try and get some sleep. Good night, Tank.
Good night, Hop.
Curling up in their cramped little dugout in the haystack, Hop and Tank try to sleep. But their minds race with thoughts of what lies ahead of them. The concentration camp, guarded by hundreds of armed Nazis. Barbed wire, machine gun emplacements. How can they possibly get through?
Say, Nosedive, you think you have trouble. Supposing you were the word hole.
The word hole? It's sad, too.
Sad? Why, it has more ups and downs than a seesaw.
Oh, did its girlfriend go away, too, Mr. Riggs?
No, but listen to this. When the word hole is spelled with a W, W-H-O-L-E, that means it's got everything. But when it's spelled without a W, H-O-L-E, that means it's got nothing. Now, isn't that sad, Gremlin?
Oh, gee, that is sad. But why doesn't the word hole eat grape nuts flakes? It gets strong. I have everything instead of nothing.
Because it's an it, and its don't eat. He's and she's, yes, but not its.
I feel awful sorry for the word hole.
Well, that shows a great heart, Nosedive, feeling sorry for others while you've got troubles of your own. But don't worry, there's one friend of ours that's very nice to the word hole.
Who's that, Mr. Rick?
It's Grape Nuts Flakes. You see, Nosedive, we always use the word whole with the W to talk about Grape Nuts Flakes because they're a whole grain cereal. So everybody's happy. The word whole is happy, and the folks who eat Grape Nuts Flakes are happy. They know they're getting real bodybuilding goodness in every toasty brown dishful. They're getting whole grain nourishment. See, Gremlin?
Yep. And I'm happy, too. Those Grape Nuts Flakes, they've got what it takes.
Tomorrow, Hop and Tank start on the last lap of their desperate search for Major McCall, the concentration camp at Zaltzmar. Will they be able to get in? And if they do, will they find Major McCall? For action-packed adventure, don't miss tomorrow's thrilling episode. Tune in and fly with Hop Harrigan, America's ace of the airways. Brought to you by the makers of Grape Nuts Flakes.
CX4 to control tower. CX4 to control tower. Standing by.
Control tower to CX4. All clear.
Okay. This is Hop Harrigan. Taking off. See you tomorrow. Same time, same station.
Grape Nuts Flakes. They've got what it takes. Pop Harrigan is a copyrighted feature appearing in All-American Comics magazine and is heard Monday through Friday at this same time over this same station.